Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And today, I want to talk about something that has been deeply unsettling to me, and honestly, very heartbreaking to witness. I know that all of us are probably somewhat awake to the world around us, and things are heavy, and our hearts are breaking. And it's just, if you're feeling all of that, I just want to normalize that. That just tells me that you're human and you have a heart and you care. But something has been bothering me lately that I just want to speak to. And I'm not sure where you are on this, but I just want to speak from my own experience. I have been seeing language lately, especially in Christian spaces, where empathy is being framed as weakness or as gullibility and even as sin. And I just want to slow this conversation way down. Because when empathy is treated as a moral failure, something essential is at risk, not just spiritually, but psychologically and collectively as a whole. And I'm not here to attack anyone, and I'm not here to mock faith. I'm here to name what this rhetoric does to the human heart and why silence around it is not neutral. So, before we go any further, we need some clarity. Because empathy has been distorted beyond recognition. So let's talk about this. Empathy is not agreement. Empathy is not a lack of discernment. Empathy is not being manipulated. Empathy is not abandoning wisdom or boundaries. Okay? It's not those things. At its core, empathy is the capacity to let another person's humanity matter to you. Let me say that again. At its core, empathy is the capacity to let another person's humanity matter to you. Not to agree with them, not to fix them, not to excuse harm, simply to let their humanity register. And when empathy disappears, people do not become wiser. People become capable of looking away. And that distinction matters because what's being attacked right now isn't discernment. It's humanity. Okay? Here's what I'm seeing. And I'm sure you've probably seen some of this too. So empathy is being labeled as naive, as emotional weakness, as being easily deceived. And the message underneath it sounds like this. If suffering moves you, then you're being played. If you feel compassion, you lack discernment. If your heart responds, you're not thinking clearly. And that framing does not create wisdom. It trains people to distrust their own conscience. And once people stop trusting their conscience, they become much easier to control. And let me just name this. A lot of this rhetoric is not driven by strength. It's driven by fear. Fear of being deceived, fear of being wrong, fear of losing certainty, fear of being on the wrong side. And when fear takes the wheel, then empathy becomes threatening because empathy introduces the moral tension, and fear hates tension. So, instead of learning how to code complexity, people are taught to shut their hearts down, to shut their emotions down. And not because empathy is wrong, but because empathy is inconvenient. Historically and psychologically, empathy has always been inconvenient to systems of power because empathy does a few dangerous things. It humanizes people. It humanizes people who are easier to ignore. It disrupts certainty. It forces us to reckon with impact, not just intent, impact. It makes cruelty harder to justify. So, when empathy threatens obedience, then empathy gets rebranded as weakness. And not because it lacks wisdom, but because it creates moral resistance. And as a trauma therapist, this is where my concerns deepen. Because empathy isn't just an emotion. Empathy is attunement. Attunement is how humans sense safety, danger, connection. It's how we recognize when something is off. It's how conscience speaks through the body. When people are taught to distrust empathy, we're being trained to override their nervous system, or they are being trained to override their nervous system. And they learn to ignore their gut, to suppress moral discomfort, to prioritize obedience over awareness. Let me say this very clearly. Any system that teaches you to distrust your empathy is teaching you to distrust your own humanity. What many people are experiencing right now isn't confusion, it's moral injury. It's the pain of watching values be violated and you being told not to care. And I want to speak to this personally for a moment because this experience is actually what motivates me to speak out now. In my heart felt love for people that I was taught to hate. And instead of trusting that love, I learned to override it. And I'm speaking from where I was, the church I was raised in, the religion I was raised in, and the conditioning that I had. So my heartfelt love for people that I was taught to hate. And instead of trusting that love, I learned to override it. And I stood on the wrong side of the fence for a long time, and I participated in things that did not feel right in my gut. And I hurt people. And it wasn't because I was cruel, but it was because I was trying to be faithful to a system that told me that my empathy was dangerous. But everything in me knew something was off. My body knew, my conscience knew. But I was taught that listening to that knowing was disobedience. And that kind of internal split does real damage. It creates an anxiety that you can't explain. It creates a numbness where there used to be a tenderness. And it teaches you to distrust yourself. That's what moral injury does. It doesn't happen because you lack integrity. It happens because you have integrity and you're being asked to betray it. I speak out now not because I think I'm better than who I used to be. I speak out because I know exactly how good people get pulled into harmful systems and how much it costs when they leave. I don't want to stand quietly on the sidelines anymore. I can't. I won't. I want to stand up clearly, humbly, and firmly on the side of humanity. Healing didn't begin for me when I became louder or angrier. It began when I allowed myself to trust that the love in my heart was not the problem. My empathy was not a flaw. It was the part of me that knew the truth before I had language for it. And in looking at Jesus never warned people about feeling too much. He warned them about their hearts being hardened. Jesus moved towards the suffering. He disrupted their religious certainty. He centered compassion over power and control. If empathy is a sin, then Jesus becomes unrecognizable. And if you've noticed, many young people are leaving the faith today. But they're not rejecting faith because they lack morals. They're rejecting a version of faith that punishes compassion and excuses cruelty. And when language is policed more than harm, or tone matters more than humanity, something has gone deeply, deeply wrong. And if you're listening to this and you're like, hold up, Dawn, or you're feeling defensive or uncomfortable, I want you to sit with that. Discomfort doesn't always mean danger. Sometimes it means something in you is still alive and it's questioning. And you don't have to resolve that today, but you also don't have to silence it either. So, empathy, it does not mean agreeing with everything. It does not mean abandoning discernment. It does not mean lacking boundaries. Empathy is the ability to remain human in the presence of suffering without dehumanizing anyone. And that matters. And if you're listening to this and you feel tender or conflicted or heavy, it doesn't mean you're weak or confused. It means you're paying attention. A lot of good people are struggling right now. People who care deeply, people who don't want to be cruel, people who are trying to hold faith, truth, safety, and love all at once. And if that's you, I want you to hear this. You're not broken for feeling this way. You're not failing. You're not alone. Sometimes the bravest thing we do isn't having the right answer. It's refusing to shut our hearts down when it would be easier to look away. If you're feeling tired, take a deep breath. If you're feeling angry, let that tell you that something matters to you. If you're feeling grief, it's because you still love humanity. Listen, you don't have to fix everything. You don't have to convince anyone. You don't have to harden yourself to survive. Staying human is enough. Because, and I say this often, and I say it because it's true, and I want to remind you of this. You matter. Your heart matters. Your feelings matter. Your empathy matters. Your voice matters. Your pain matters. Your dreams matter. And you don't have to be that girl anymore. And just join me, because the truth is, you're not that girl anymore.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing.
Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.